This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to our next episode for our Tarbiyah mentees, inshallah ta'ala. Today's topic is extremely, extremely important for our young brothers and sisters. Today we're going to talk about standing up for justice and standing up for the truth. You know, standing up for justice is not just standing up for what we think is right, but it's standing up for what is right, no matter what the consequences are. No matter what the consequences are. As Muslims, we are required to be just. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam alayhi salam, He said, "Inni ja'alu fil ardi khalifa," I will create a khalifa in this earth. Khalifa is someone who maintains justice on earth. So it's as if the reason we were created is to maintain justice in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with justice in the Quran. He said, "Kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bilqist." Right? Stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and defend the truth and defend justice. So since we're supposed to defend it and stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we do so? There's no better way to teach us how to do so except or better than what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. And I'm going to cover one little story, something that happened at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Small incident. It might be something small, but it's huge if you really dig deep into it. Once upon a time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this was towards the end of his 23 years of prophethood. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, he put up with the idolaters in Mecca, and then he was kicked out of Mecca, and then he migrated to Medina, and then he established Medina, and then he had to defend Medina multiple times and in battles, and he got injured, alayhi salatu wasalam, and so much happened to him. But the Sahaba around him, they loved him so much, and they would defend him with their lives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah be pleased with the Sahaba, all of the Sahaba who defended the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, day and night, they would put their lives on the line for him. One day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up in front of all of them, and he said, "Oh my companions, is there anything about this deen that was left that I didn't inform you about?" And they said, "No, Ya Rasulullah, you did everything, Ya Rasulullah. Day in and day out, you're doing everything for us, of course." He said, "Did I commit injustice to any of you? Was I unjust? Did I harm? Did I oppress any of you?" Everyone was quiet. They're just looking at each other. Of course not. Rasulullah, who came with the Quran, who came to teach us how to get to Jannah, to teach us how to please our Creator, to teach us how to become true servants of Allah, of course nobody is going to say yes. But guess what? There was one man stood up and he said, "Me, Ya Rasulullah." Oh, all the Sahaba looked back. He said, "Who is this person who's saying that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unjust to them?" And guess what? It was a man by the name of Ukasha. This man stood up and he said, "Me, Ya Rasulullah." And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "And what is this? How did I oppress you? How was I unjust to you?" He said, One day we were standing in a row to prepare for a battle. And you were telling us to straighten our rows. And my belly was sticking out of the row, making it not straight. And you had a stick with you. And you're like, "Okay, you're good. And when you got to my belly, you poked me. And when you poked me, you hurt me. And I stepped back and I went into the line." Said, "That poke was you doing injustice to me." So, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you think? Do you think he told him, what are you talking about? Why are you being weak? Why are you being silly? No, that's not what he said. Do you think the Sahaba attacked him and started to tell him, why are you saying this stuff for Allah? No. Sahaba stayed quiet because they wanted to learn the justice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, okay, I agree with you. I wasn't just with you. I harmed you that day. Come and take your compensation from. Come and take your justice from me. I deserve to be poked the way you were poked. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a stick and he told him, here's my stomach. He uncovered his stomach in front of everyone. And then this man, Ukasha, came up and he's looking at all of us, how he stepped up in front of everyone, grabbed the stick. And imagine all of the Sahaba, they're about to see the most beloved person to them, about to get poked. He's about to get poked with a stick and they can't do anything about it. It's as if they're getting poked in the heart. But guess what? They're learning justice from Rasulullah. So when he uncovered his stomach, Ukasha grabbed the stick and he put it like this. And then guess what? He put the stick down and he ran and he embraced the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He hugged him. And then he hugged his stomach. And then he kissed his stomach. I'm not telling you to kiss anyone's stomach. But I'm just saying, this is what Ukasha did. And then Rasulullah told him, why are you doing this, Ya Ukasha? Why did you do this? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to battle after this, and I want the last thing I touch to be your skin. And then he ran away. Ya Allah. And then all the Sahaba started to cry. But there's one thing we learn from the story, is that the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't use his position. He didn't use his status. He didn't use his power. Every single person in that room would have defended him with his life. If he told them to go get rid of Ukasha, if he told Ukasha, leave, he would have had to listen to him. If he told Ukasha, you make no sense, everybody would have just said, yes, he makes no sense. But guess what? He was just. And that's why we need to stand up for justice, just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and learn from our role model, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.